Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Joe Salomon, who's Managing Director at Oilex. Hi today, Joe.
Good morning, Zach. Hope all things is well with you today.
Yes, things are going well with me, and they're also going well, apparently, with the Oilex share price today. Could you run us through the latest news and what's going on at the moment?
As you know, this is the culmination of a long-running effort to really get us restarted in India, given that we've been in dispute with our major partner, an Indian Indian government oil company. Many people know that story, so I'm not going to go into that. Suffice it to say that we have agreement with GSPC to buy their 55% participating equity in the project, which will take us back to 100% full ownership of the project, and that will allow us to restart the project on using plans that we've been developing over the last couple of years.
For those who are not familiar with the project, is it a small, medium, large? What are we looking at there?
The potential here is large. Just a little bit of background. India is planning to increase the component that gas contributes to their overall energy mix. They're planning to double that. They're filling the gap at the moment by LNG imports. So any gas that you can get into the main trunk line in India at the high-pressure pipelines effectively gets the price of LNG imported gas. So this is a very significant project. We have contingent resources of around about 900 BCF. We know the gas is in the ground. The gas has been produced at low rates in the past. We've done a significant amount of work in looking at how to effectively stimulate the wells to increase the gas flow rates from the low flow rates of the past to commercial flow rates of the future. So it's not a complex project at all. And what we're trying to do is echoing what's been done in the US on the shale plays, although this is not a shale play. It's really using drilling and stimulation technologies, horizontal wells most likely, and fracture stimulation to increase the gas flow rates to very, very commercial rates.
So basically, apart from the dispute, everything else is relatively straightforward, and that was always going to be the case, I take it.
That's true. I mean, there is history for the company as a whole. When Mark Bolton and I joined the company some 3 years ago, or the company actually was facing quite a number of challenges from historic projects that had been established when the company was at its heyday. The Indian project was one of those, and the dispute with the partner was one of the problems that we've been ironing out over the last 3 years. So now that we're very, very happy to say that the Indian project was the last of the fixes that we needed to do. The company is back to a clean and clear state. And as I said, we will get on completion of this deal with GSPC, 100% of the project, and be able to drive our own project plans, and we're back in control of our destiny. So that's a really major outcome.
Are there any further milestones we should be looking out for as far as Oilex getting where it wants to be?
In the short term, what we've achieved by the announcement today is we have GSPC's tacit agreement to sell their equity, which means they have given their board approval. We have approval from the government of Gujarat, the state government, as GSPC as a state government entity. So it's their intention to sell their share of the asset to us. The next steps for us is to complete that purchase, pay the purchase price, complete the legal documents, apply to the government for transfer of the equity, transfer of title to Oilex's name. So that's our task over the next number of months, to walk through the purchase and sales agreement, to pay for the asset, and to get government approval. Then on top of that, we're looking at getting back into the field and restarting our efforts to get back to the project itself.
Okay, well, we look forward to that. Joe Salomon, Managing Director at OilX, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.